really nice swim.
Oh, stop it. I assume this medical center's already treated the burns on your bottom from the recent pants fire.
Because I'm a liar liar?
That's for the fire marshal to determine.
You had to tell him?
He wore me down. And I was distracted. He has on extra baby powder today.
Is he okay?
No, he's still in surgery.
Very well.
He's gonna be all right. That is sticky.
Come on, let's talk about something other than the surgery.
That's a good idea. Penny, did you and Leonard ever discuss funeral arrangements?
I think she meant something a little happier.
I suppose we could try to make it a celebration. But he died so young. Knock, knock.
Hi.
Hey, what brings you guys by?
Ooh, nothing much.
Told you, not funny.
He's just not laughing because he's feeling a blueberry. Tough crowd.
I'm sorry, this is very sweet, thanks.
So how you doing?
Better. I guess the news just hit me a lot harder than I expected.
Well, of course. I would be devastated if my parents split up.
Why? Your father barely speaks to your mother.
Well, at least he's stuck around, not like your dad who just took off.
As you can see, we're here to cheer you up.
Sorry, Raj. Do you have any sense of what happened with your folks?
I think over time they started to resent each other, and instead of talking about the things that bothered them, they kept it bottled up, and the hate just grew.
It's a shame they spent all that time unhappy. But sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. You get it, right?
Well, it's nice you got him that.
Oh, this isn't for Leonard. Amy bought it for me.
Stubbed his toe on the revolving door on the way in.
You know those confounded things make me dizzy.
Who told you to keep going around?
There was a large plant in the lobby. It kept looking like the outside.
Okay, listen, when Leonard comes out, he is not going to feel great, so please don't give him a hard time.
Penny has a good point. This is like the man in the supermarket with the goiter on his neck. Whatever you're thinking, just keep it to yourself.
It was like a grapefruit.
And I'm sure he knew that before you held a grapefruit up next to him.
Well, I'm not making any promises. Not only did Leonard take what I feel is an unnecessary risk, he deceived me.
Okay, the reason he deceived you is you were being a pain in the ass.
But the reason I was being a pain in the B is because I was worried about him and no one else was.
Really? You won't even say A?
You bet your sweet B I won't.
About Leonard. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with him.
What? And I'm not? It's an earthquake. I knew it.
Sheldon, just a little tremor.
A little tremor that turns routine sinus surgery into a frontal lobotomy. Oh, I don't care for this at all. I need to see he's okay.
Sheldon, you can't go back there.
Try and stop me.
Something? This whole thing with Raj's parents just got me a little worried about us.
What are you talking about? We're fine. And Raj's parents probably split up because of Raj.
What?
Well, they always say the children aren't to blame, but come on.
I'm not joking, Howie. You heard what he said about his parents. It was the little things they kept bottled up. I don't want that to happen to us.
How can I convince you it won't?
Oh, is there anything about me you're keeping inside?
I'm not answering that. It's a trap.
So there are things you don't like.
And here I am in the trap. You just keep talking. I'm gonna chew my leg off.
Just tell me one thing that bothers you, and I promise I won't get mad.
Okay. The truth is, sometimes you're too beautiful.
serious.
Okay. I really don't like how your wings poke me when we sleep, because you're an angel.
Okay, fine. Maybe it was a bad idea.
I just don't think the secret to a happy marriage is going out of our way to criticize each other. Although, there are ways to improve our communication. One thing I learned when I was in couples therapy was...
Who are you in couples therapy with?
Not important.
Was it your mom?
Not important.
It was your mom.
Anyway, the therapist had us tell each other what we loved about one another.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want to do that.
Okay.
Okay, I love that you make me laugh.
Thank you. And I love that you're strong and independent.
And yet I still love when you hold a door for me.
I love that I'm kind of a slob around here and you're okay with that.
Uh-huh. And I love that I work and do all the cleaning and you're okay with that.
See, I am. Isn't this great?
Come on, smile. This is gonna be my Christmas card.
You know, this is all your fault.
How is it my fault?
I told you not to get the surgery.
Okay, first of all, the surgery was a success. Secondly, I didn't even want you there.
Wow. I don't know which hurts worse, my nose or my heart. Well, I'm done speaking to you.
Don't be like that. You two need to talk this out.
Yeah, because you sound really funny.
John, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the surgery, but you were worried about nothing.
Oh, you're hardly out of the woods. No, you still run the risk of infection, a blood clot, the possibility that an inattentive surgeon let a barn spider lay eggs in your nose. The minute you sneeze, Webb, I'm moving out.
I never thought I'd say these words, but come on, nose spider!
Who are you kidding? You were so panicked Leonard was gonna die, you'll never leave him.
Sheldon will move out eventually.
Yeah, once he figures out how to work a door.
Not panicked, and I'm not overly attached to Leonard.
You were so worried that you smashed your face trying to check on me. You love me.
Yeah, tell me those aren't the words of a man with a spider eating its way through his brain. Amy, you're a neuroscientist. Crack his skull open, spray some brain in there.
I love that you take pride in your looks. Even when I have to pee in the morning and you're in there spending an hour on your hair.
I love that you're too good to pee in the kitchen sink.
I love that you have the confidence to speak, even without giving it an ounce of thought.
And I love how your hair is always on the soap. It's like washing myself with a hamster.
Hey guys, sorry I'm so late. I was on the phone with my mother.
She?
Pretty good. She bought the book Eat, Pray, Love and used it to set my father's Mercedes on fire. So, what's up with you guys?
We're just saying all the things we love about each other.
Oh, like you and I did at couples therapy. What'd you get?
Oh, I ordered it before your surgery. It's the urn I was going to put you in.
Okay, that's morbid. Send it back.
I can't send it back. I had it engraved. Here lie the ashes of Leonard Hofstetter. He thought he was right, but his roommate knew better.
That's fine. Boy, I'm gonna miss these painkillers.
Why did you get two? I'm with stupid.
Oh, that one's mine.